We're going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order. Today is May 12th, 2021. It's 5:05 p.m. Ms. Kissel, please call the roll.
Representative Clayman. Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Foster. Speaker Stutes.
Here.
Representative Tilton. Representative Tuck.
Present.
Senator Bishop.
Present.
Senate President Michicki.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Hughes. Senator Schauer.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Yes.
Representative Tilton, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I know that you sent out a notice that said that we would be having a meeting at, down the road a little bit, but I was just wondering, before we approve this agenda, when can we expect a meeting regarding an update from the COVID policy work group?
Would Ms. Geary address the COVID policy working group changes with regard to changes in testing and screening? Ms. Geary, was there any other changes from that committee that weren't reported out already in writing?
No, there was not. But we haven't met again.
Right.
And that was my question, Madam Chair, was just can we expect to have a meeting regarding the policy?
Okay, so the first question was the work group, which sort of did their task and is done. When we have enough time and energy to explore it and enough votes that would like to have a meeting to conclude that, which we have not, and I suspect it's not going to happen between now and day 121.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I thought, and somebody can correct me if they're wrong, I had thought that the policies put forward by the work group were going to be discussed amongst the whole legislative as a whole and adopted by the Legislative Council, and that's why I'm asking.
So, just to clarify, the only things, we have a number of Leg Council things that need to be dealt with. This meeting is only things that we have a time-sensitive nature, some contract expenditures that have a deadline that happens this month, and with contracts to be executed, one about a lease, two about computer IT stuff. So those were the items that we were dealing with today. The remainder of items that we have pending, we're going to take up when we have time to have a couple-hour-long meeting. Representative Tilton, speaking to your objection.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not trying to take more time from this meeting than we have. I was just looking for a time when we could, when we would have that opportunity to ratify those decisions that were made by the work group and then go into further COVID policy discussion. I understand that these are things that are, timing is of the essence, and I understand that and believe that to be true, but I believe that there is also things within the work group that are probably of the essence as well, as far and the policy as well, in regards to the amount of vaccination that has happened throughout this building and those kinds of items, and that's why I'm asking, Madam Chair.
And Representative, I'm not trying to be evasive, but the one thing I know that after 2 years of being a legislator is I am very bad at predicting people's schedule, availability, and how long something's going to take, except for I know that the next meeting will take a chunk of time. And finding that ability to have the majority of the members present to be able to take that on, I did not foresee being able to do. And the three items that we have before us have very specific and short time frames in which we must respond to contractors or a potential lease. So that's why we're dealing with them separately.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as time is of the essence and we are close to the end of our 121 days, I can understand where you're coming from on that. I would remove my objection.
Senator Shower.
Just want to, she's removed.
Are you objecting to the agenda?
Objecting, no. Did you say objecting to the objection?
Objecting to the agenda.
No. Yes.
That was the motion.
Yes. Object?
Yep. Go ahead.
And I just want to speak briefly because I would echo her points that, and I won't say any more because of time. But we have been asking for months that we would have a chance to discuss this policy that we're living under and the money that we approved to continue with the policy. And so far, we have not. Now, there's been a small group of people that have had a chance to discuss it, but this broader council has not, which is affecting all of us. So I will now remove my objection, but I'm putting it officially on the record that there are those of us that would like to have the chance, at least once, to discuss the policy we live under. Thank you.
Any other objection? Motion is approved. So the first item to come before us today is, there are two items that have to do with computers. And so I'm going to ask Mr. Banaszak, who is the IT director for Ledge Affairs, to come forward. And I can't, do we want a motion on the table first, or do we want to? Senator Reinbold, if you'll make a motion.
I move that the Legislative Council approve FY22 hardware refresh expenditures of $152,350.
And I will object for purposes of discussion for Mr. Banaszak to explain to us. It is on your agenda 3A. Mr. Banaszak.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair and Madam Vice Chair, and also House and Senate members. I know this is the end of the day. Well, not the end of the day. It's a continuation of the day, and really do appreciate you taking time out of your schedules to make a couple of important decisions here. So as the chair mentioned, my name is Tim Banaszak, the IT manager for the legislature. So in front of you, we've got the hardware refresh, as the vice chair, when she introduced the motion to refresh our hardware. And part of the reason we need to address this now is supply chains are really tightening up, cost of computer equipment's going up. And in order to meet any attempt at FY22 interim hardware refresh upgrades, we need to try to get this equipment in and underway. So I do want to comment that we've got a very active and engaged IT subcommittee, and thank you very much, Madam Chair, for pointing that. We had a lot of attendance, and I think what's important to know is the two requests that are here before, your teams have taken time, your offices have taken time to go through this equipment request to make sure both this request and the following one, which consists of 75 laptop workstations, 10 laser printers, 95 monitors, for a total of $152,000. And this hardware refresh is also based on a 5-year computer refresh cycle, and it's related to the age of the equipment, the upkeep costs, performance, obsolescence, and it's also consistent with the 3-year technology plan that the council has. And it also standardizes on a single model, make and model of printer to help us reduce toner cartridge, maintenance cost, standardization. And it also assigns one printer for the district and the capital office so we don't have to schlep these things back and forth. And I think we've saved a lot in back medical costs as a result of that program. The other important thing I think to note in this request as well is this request for the first time does not include any desktop workstation computers. They're all laptops. And I think that's important both during COVID-19 and what we're dealing with now, and also post-COVID. It's kind of a new environment we're working in, and rather than having to have a desktop computer and a laptop, now people can just pick up their laptop and go wherever they would like to. And then finally, it's important to know that this has been vetted through procurement, best pricing, government pricing, so we are getting the best volume discount pricing for all of that. And so with that, Madam Chair, if there's any questions, or I'd be happy to entertain any brief discussion if anyone has anything.
Senator Reinbold.
Mr. Vanaszak, I just want to say thank you. We have had to call you guys quite a bit. It seems like you helped us this session, and we have had excellent support. And I wanted to also say my aide is on the subcommittee for this IT and ask a lot of questions. She really enjoys being on that. But even during the hard time where the line was clipped or whatever happened, the disruption, you guys, I thought, did an excellent job. So I am extremely supportive of this. So thank you.
Other members? Senator Bishop.
Mr. Vanaszak, it's been some time at Senate Finance, but I believe there was over $1 million worth of computers bought through Big Admin over here across the street for remote work for state employees. And as those employees come back into the building, and I believe the governor's got a moving towards that direction, I was wondering, have you had any cross-pollinization talks with Big Admin, and what do they plan on doing with I think it was $1 million for the computers that they bought? Is there any way that we could get a sweetheart deal going forward, notwithstanding wanting to stop anything here, Madam Chair? But, you know, I mean, it's a legitimate question, mm-hmm. You know. Could we repurpose some of those? Thank you.
Through the chair, Senator Bishop. So the contracts that we use, one for this, is something that's developed through the executive and legislative branch. So we're taking advantage of the volume discounts as a result of that. The other thing that's important to note is that the head of IT for the executive branch, myself, and the third branch meet once a month to talk about IT initiatives, cost savings. How can we take advantage of the three branches of government and discounts and repurpose hardware? And right now, with some of the situations going on, we are very much helping each other out as a result of that. I think the funding for most of this comes from the same barrel of oil, and that's the way we treat that. We try to be good stewards of our assets, and we're all serving the public. So absolutely, Senator Bishop, good point. And specifically about repurposing, if we have equipment that's available, I think in trying to be good stewards of this, and there's no equipment being pulled out or being, you know, sent away, we are reusing our equipment, but we do recognize that neither can we budget for a desktop computer and a laptop computer either.
Thank you.
And Senator, I will just comment, and I don't know that Ms. Geary would say this, but perhaps you know, in the last couple weeks, the court system had some technology problems. And LegiFairs was able to accommodate the court system using the Anchorage LIO location to run their payroll without it being at risk of being hacked. So there is a lot of behind-the-scenes collaboration, but the systems, we weren't at risk, and we're able to assist them in running their payroll. So the court system was shut down but not unemployed. Any Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. And Tim, could you just explain the five-year computer refresh cycle? Does that mean that in a period of 5 years, we will replace all of the, by that time, we'll have replaced all of the equipment?
So ideally, that's what you would like to see. And then for at least the primary computers. Now, we need loaners. We need extra computers for committee rooms, maybe, for when we're trying to do ad hoc get-togethers. For loaner equipment. So what we want is each legislator, each staffer who is working, trying to get their work done, those primary computers can handle the latest software, the latest operating system, and work reasonably well. We also need to hang on to our equipment, especially now. So the intent is, by the time these are getting into the five-year range, they're going to start slowing down, and we don't want somebody to come in the morning or walk into a meeting like this, turn the computer up on and wait for that hourglass. So we tend to push them down to lower usage, or somebody's coming in. Anyhow, they become our spares or an emergency situation, or like recently with we pulled a lot of our spare laptop and portable equipment to respond to the COVID-19. And unfortunately, a number of our staff had to use slower, older computers, but at least they could get online and check their email. So.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anyone else? Representative Chilton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tim, well, along that lines, would you also just briefly talk about the three-year technology plan?
Oh, that's a really good point through the chair, Representative Tilton. So one of the things starting was 2008, I believe. We'd want to check that. The Legislative Council thought it was prudent to have a three-year technology plan. So basically that's an opportunity, and our next one is due, is coming up this year. Our current one expires this year in calendar year 21. So for 22, we want to prepare, for 21 now going forward, we need to do the update of the plan. So that's drafted through the IT subcommittee, and then we bring that to the full council for adoption. And primarily what that does is it tries to look at current priority issues that are facing the legislature and things that we need to respond to. And then secondly, take the business drivers that are that the legislature is faced with. So it may be things like, you know, financial systems. It might be the current COVID-19 responding. This is a technology shift. This is a paradigm shift for us to go from desktop computers, which are a little expensive, to a desktop refreshing with laptops. So we'll talk about that. Electronic voting, remote voting system. So it's an opportunity for that, sort of that three-year plan, 1 to 3-year plan, so that when we bring requests forward like this, we haven't just responded or reacted to something individually, but it's sort of a roadmap. I would call it an IT roadmap that gets refreshed.
Thank you. A second question, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, follow up.
It's not really a follow up. It's actually an additional question. Just have not had a chance to look at the legislature's budget regarding technology, and I'm just asking, maybe it might be better suited for Ms. Curie, but that the dollar amount here, and I'll just ask on the second one, falls within the budget allotment that we have for these items.
Yeah, through the chair, Representative Tilton, that's a really important point. Both of these requests that you see in front of you, these are not one-off or, you know, surprise. These are annual, recurring. They've been right at $150,000. Sometimes they've been north of that a little bit. I don't think any years we've been south of 150. So we are trying to be very conscientious of that. So you'll see, if we did a look back of 10 years, you'd see this consistent amount. And this request that's in front of us for our hardware refresh is out of our capital funds. So it's an equipment. This is very much an equipment line item. So that's where this comes from. And it's almost to the dollar what we spend every year.
Thank you, Mr. Hadza.
Other members of the committee? All right, I do need to, Ms. Kissel, please let the minutes reflect that Representative Foster joined us online at 5:08. One last call for questions. And then so you're ready for a vote? The motion before us is to approve the FY22 hardware refresh expenditure of $152,350. Ms. Kiesel, please call the roll.
Representative Clayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senate President Michiki?
Yes.
Senator Schauer?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold?
Yes.
Chair Hannon?
Yes.
13 members. Yay.
Motion has been approved. We're going to roll in directly to our next item, that is a software. Senator Reinbold?
I move that the Legislative Council authorize the IT Subcommittee recommendations for the Microsoft FY22 licensing payment of SH1 not to exceed $175,000.
And I'm going to object for the purpose of discussion. Mr. Banaszak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just briefly going over this request, as you noted, this is a software request. The last one was a hardware request. And this annual payment is coming up and due July 1. And for a little background on this, in 2018, Legislative Council approved the first installment of the state of Alaska's three-year contract with extension provisions with Software House International, and they are the reseller of this. The contract provides the typical Microsoft products that are including like Windows 10, the server operating systems, typical Office suite that we would use, Word, Excel, those kinds of things. Most recently, Microsoft Teams that some of us have gotten a chance to use. It's also important to note that this agreement provides licensing to operate some of our critical infrastructure and systems, including our main servers, databases, our basis application, our network storage, web servers, akledge.gov, the public-facing website, and also our internet, and the list goes on, but that's just a few of those. It also provides our email system, our archiving, our protected secure file sharing, and it also provides the licensing and collaboration tools for our mobile devices so that you can work anywhere, anytime. And finally, an important part of this, as was mentioned earlier, with some of the cybersecurity threats that are here, it's really important that this software keeps our applications up to date with the latest security patches and updates and software versions. We cannot afford to get behind on that. We got to get it right every time. The bad guys only have to get it right once, and they're in. So this is an important part of that. This renewal begins July 1 of 2021, and once again, it's based on a volume price discounting that we've done in collaboration with the executive branch. Provides technical support, regular software updates, and training for technical and non-technical staff. And again, the IT subcommittee, and I really want to thank the subcommittee for taking time out of their busy day to look through this request. We looked through many others as well, but these were the two priorities, and has recommended that the Legislative Council approve this request. This, again, is the legislature's portion of this payment, along with the executive branch's portion. Ours is the $175,000 that the vice chair introduced in the motion. And this one is budgeted under the administrative services amount. And to the earlier question, this is consistent with our annual payment of software. Without this, if we didn't renew this, we would lose access to our software and systems. And again, Madam Chair, if there's any questions or any discussion, happy to help answer.
Thank you. And I'm going to put something on the record and then a suggestion on the record. Basically, as I stated, my aide is on the subcommittee, and she actually really enjoys the work, the technical work here. So I am going to be supporting the motion. However, I'm going to put that I actually struggle with I don't particularly care for Microsoft products a lot, in particular the mail. I think they change it, and it's hard to use, and they update, and anyway, it just seems like it's just very difficult. So want to put that on, and in regards to, and I know this is something that the subcommittee is working on, but the phone system, I really prefer to not have all our eggs in one basket, and I know that's a topic for another day. I have expressed my concerns with you there, but with that, I will be supporting this, Madam Chair.
Any other members of the committee? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Tim, you know we've been talking, and nothing's been decided, but talking about the potential of remote meetings by committees, and not on the floor, but we have a lot of stuff we haven't accomplished. We have some problems we haven't solved due to COVID. So my question is, does this put us in a position to be able to accommodate remote committee meetings, or are we already in that position?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, kind of two parts to that. Are we in a position, in your previous role as council chair, I think you really held our feet to the fire to make sure that we got we started building capability to have remote meetings. So I'd say that we have built some of that capability into the existing system. Some of that capability relies on the licensing that we're talking about, so the operating systems, the servers, the Teams, the video conferencing, that's all part of this. Our basis system, for a member to vote in committee remotely, that's part of this system. So this isn't everything, but it is a big part of that infrastructure framework. I wouldn't want you to walk out of this room thinking that, oh, with this, we have all that. Our folks are continuing to work and refine and build that out, but the remote committee capability relies heavily on this, and we are actually looking at expanding some of the software capabilities to better support the committees, remote committee meetings for that. And I'm speaking specifically to committees when you're talking about them.
Yes. Thank you, Tim.
Any other members? The last time I'm looking before I'm going, Senator Reinbold.
I just want to make one more compliment. I can't help it, but I was one of the very first people on Judiciary Chair to use the big screen, and we were able to remote in so many cool people, and it made the committee so much better. So I really wanted to say thank you so much for that, and I would be remiss if I didn't say State Affairs has done a super good job, helping work the remotely as well. And now with my concern with Alaska Airlines, I'm more interested than ever in what Senator Schauer and Senator Stevens have proposed working remotely. So yeah, absolutely have my support sooner rather than later. So I hope we get to that on the next agenda as well, operating remotely. With that, thank you.
Anyone? All right. I will reprise the motion, which is to authorize the IT subcommittee recommendation for Microsoft FY22 licensing payment to SHI not to exceed $175,000. Ms. Kiesel, please take the roll.
Madam Chair.
Oh,
did you remove your objection?
Good call. Let me remove my objection so we can go to that motion. Thank you. Ms. Kiesel.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senate President Michicki.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yep.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Oh, God. All right. The next item is going to take us into an executive session. We are going to discuss RFP 643 for the Bethel LIO. After review during the executive session, we'll come back to a full public session, and the council will then take action on a decision on the RFP in public. All right. So, Senator Reinbold.
I move that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 and 3, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of the government unit, and discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. The following individuals may remain in the room online: Jessica Geary, Sante Lesh, Molly Kiesel, J.C. Kessel, Tim Powers, Megan Wallace, Emily Nauman, legislators that are not on Legislative Council, and any staff of the Legislative Council members.
So we're going to just take a brief at ease. Call this meeting back to order. We've been in executive session to discuss an RFP. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion for us?
I move that Legislative Council approve the award of RFP 643 for the Bethel office space to Bethel Native Corporation Suites 214 and 215 for a 5-year lease and a 5-year optional 1-year renewals.
Is there any objection? Ms. Kiesel, will you take the roll, please?
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senate President Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was that a yes?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
13 yeas, zero nays.
With that, we have approved the New Bethel LIO. I have nothing further on the agenda to come before us. Okay. Then we are going to adjourn.